Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Welcome to worship here at First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, the church where we are always seeking to know God, to love God, and to serve God. I'm Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor, and today we're going to continue to focus on the importance of generosity and gratitude in our lives as Pastor Lindsay brings us the message. Our worship leaders are Bob Hemphill and Carol Kapuska, and of course, our wonderful adult choir. We want to offer a special welcome to any visitors or newer folk who are here with us today. We'd love to have you stop at the Welcome Center and receive a small gift bag that includes a couple of handmade items from our congregation. And we'd like to ask all of you to complete a connection card if you're here in the sanctuary. And if you're with us online, then complete it online. And for those of you who have something on your hearts today that you'd like us to pray about, you can put the prayer request cards and the connection cards into the offering plate. So as I share a few announcements, if there are any children that have not yet headed for Sunday school, now's the time to do it, or nursery. And here are announcements. First of all, Ash Wednesday is coming. And you know, the date of that is different every year, but this year it's on Valentine's Day. So on Valentine's Day at noon at Whitmore Lake or at 7 p.m. here in this sanctuary, you're invited to come. This is a special service that marks the beginning of a time of reflection and preparation as we move towards Good Friday and Easter. Second announcement, this month, when it has been so terribly cold, we are collecting socks to give away to persons who are in need through Community Connect. Our youth have set an audacious goal. Do you know what it is? 1,400 pairs of socks. So they need our help, right? So be bringing in socks throughout this month, and you can help them to warm some toes and warm some hearts. We'd like to have those by January 30th, if possible. Do you want, I think Susan's coming to give the next announcement. Okay.
Thank you. So I just wanted to tell you about the story/poetry slam that we're having next Sunday at 6 p.m. in the community room. There will be lots of yummy goodies and decaf coffee treats because it's evening, so, you know, we don't want caffeine. But anyway, how many of you ever listened to the Moth Radio Hour on NPR? Yeah? You enjoy that? I love that. I love hearing that. I love hearing people's stories. Our theme is acceptance. And if you'd like to share a story, let me know, or a poem, let me know. And but we'd love to see you there to hear our stories. This is our first one ever, so we're trying something new, and we hope you'll come and join us.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord and Savior, we lift our prayers to you with one voice. Thank you for being with us in our joys and in our storms. Help us to bless others as you have blessed us. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you, Bob. Oh, at this time, I would like to invite forward Greg Geis and Marcia Eichel to come up. We're going to be doing a lay leader installation. As disciples, when we join and are become members of a congregation, of a church, if you guys would just like to come up forward here, I'm going to get our microphone. As disciples, when we come and become a member of a congregation, we make this commitment to support the ministry through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, our witness, and we do that in so many different ways. There's so many different ways to live out that commitment. And one way that we can become involved and serve is to become lay leaders or to be a part of our lay speakers or our lay servants. And I was so taken away, and maybe that's new terminology to you if you're visiting or if you aren't familiar with the United Methodist tradition, but I was so blown away when Pastor John and I came and became appointed here at how rich and involved the leadership is of this congregation, whether it be lay leaders or lay servants or lay speakers that will give preaching messages. And it is so inspiring to see how everyone's using their gifts and talents. Well, serving as the lay leader, Greg Geis has been a blessing in serving as our lay leader of our congregation for the past, for the time that Pastor John and I have been here, that's right, for a while. And as a lay leader, you represent the laity. You're there as a listening ear. You'll see that Greg is up on Sunday mornings, preaching on occasion or serving in worship roles. It's an active role where you serve in committee leadership and serving on the leadership board. And so, Greg, thank you so much for your servant's heart and the way that you have truly represented Christ over the past several years in this role as lay leader. We are humbled, and so just want to express my tremendous gratitude for your fantastic leadership and faithfulness to Jesus Christ. As we now bring on a new lay leader to step into this position, it is joy to have Marcia Eichel step into this position. As we know in United Methodism, we love to present an opportunity for batons to be passed and people to be able to share in leadership roles. Greg will by no means be stepping back. He's our CAS community social service number one guy and serves, continuing and serving in worship leadership roles. But now we look forward to passing this baton and having Marcia, having you step in to this lay leadership role. And so, dear friends, as you have been called by God and chosen by the people of God for leadership in the church, and this ministry is a blessing and a serious responsibility. It recognizes your special gifts and calls you to work among us and for us. In love, we thank you for accepting this obligation and challenge you to offer your best to the Lord, to his people, and to ministry to the world, and to live a life in Christ and make him known in your witness and in your work. And so today we install Marcia Eichel into this role of leadership. So Marcia, do you this day acknowledge yourself as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ? If so, we'll get the microphone on. I am so appreciative for our tech teams. I'm not tech savvy. If so, please say, I do.
I do.
And will you devote yourself to the service of God in the world? If so, please say, I will.
I will.
Will you so live that you enable this church to be a people of love and peace? If so, I will.
I will.
And will you do all in your power to be responsible to the task for which you have been chosen? If so, please say, I will.
I will.
All right, let's pray. Almighty God, may you pour out your blessings upon Marcia, who has been given particular ministries of this church. Grant them grace to give themselves wholeheartedly in your service. Keep before her the example of our Lord, who did not think first of himself, but gave himself for us all. Let him share the ministry and consecration
that she may enter into his joy. Guide her in her work. Reward her faithfulness with the knowledge that through her your purposes are accomplished. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, dear friends, we can rejoice that God provides laborers for the vineyard. And will you do all you can to assist and to encourage them in the responsibilities to which they have been called, and giving them your cooperation and your counsel and your prayers? If so, please say, we will.
We will.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Marcia, and we thank you, Greg, for your leadership and for your ministry. It is a blessing to have you serve among us. We praise God for your leadership. Serving as a lay leader is one way to serve, but there are also numerous class opportunities to study and to learn, to be a part of the lay ministries of being a lay servant or a lay speaker. And so there have been many this past year, this past fall, that have been taking classes. So I would like to invite forward, some who are going to be represented worshiping with us online. I'd like to invite forward Jean Smith and Susan Kimball, Reverend John Park, Randy Klassen, Liz Hoover, and Karen Wagg, just to come forward. I want to celebrate and recognize you as well. So we gather here today to recognize persons who have responded to the call to serve by taking lay servant ministry classes or being lay servants. Lay servant ministry is open to any member of the United Methodist Church who is ready and desires to serve the church. A lay servant seeks to become well-informed in the scriptures and doctrine, heritage, and organization and life of the United Methodist Church. They receive specific training to develop skills in witnessing to the Christian faith through spoken communication, through church and community leadership, and caring ministries. And in our Heritage District of the United Methodist Church, there's classes that are offered in the spring and in the fall. And so thank you for stepping up to take or to facilitate these various lay servant ministry classes. So do you now, in the presence of these persons in this congregation, do you renew your membership vows to be loyal to the United Methodist Church and to faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
And do you believe that you have been called by the Holy Spirit to use your skills to lead in the church and the community, and to expand caring ministries, and to witness to the Christian faith in worship and other settings in your congregation and other United Methodist churches as authorized? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Are you willing to continue to study and following the requirements of the Book of Discipline to improve your skills and to grow in wisdom and ability? If so, please say, I am.
I am.
And as the body of Christ, will you, the congregation, support these laity, support these lay servants in their ministries? If so, please say, we will.
We will.
Well, we thank God for you, and we recognize these laity and the lay servants, and may you go forth to fulfill these ministries. Oh, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for these persons whom this day we recognize as persons involved in lay servant ministries. Prepare in their body, mind, and spirit for this task. May they increase and bless your church through their ministry. Amen. Let's praise God. There has to be a better coordinated way here. Oh, the papers are sticking. Thank you. Let's do this down here. Come with me. Come with me down.
The scripture reading this morning is Psalm 86, verse 12. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. Thanks be to God.
Church, will you join me in a spirit of prayer? O good and gracious God, author of salvation, giver of grace, we praise you this day. We come with grateful hearts. We're thankful for a community of faith. Whether we are new to this congregation, just walking in the doors for the first time, or maybe this has been a place where we've come and worshiped for several years now, or maybe we have been worshiping for 50 or 60 years, praise God, but we give you thanks for places of worship, to come and know you, to hear scripture, to sing songs of praise together, to walk with one another along the journey of life and the journey of faith, and just to be in your presence, to catch our breath, to count our blessings, and to be still and know that you are God. O loving Creator, move among us this day and fill our hearts with gratitude and joy. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer and the one who calls us your beautiful children of God. Amen. Well, here we are. It's almost the end of January. We kind of snap our fingers and the new year is just flowing. I was opening up my gratitude journal today and writing in entry number 21, gratitude 21. We are in a sermon series on gratitude. And if you've joined us in worship for the first time, I want to invite you to take a look at that back table where there are some brightly colored notebooks. They're actually gratitude journals. And there's some stickers back there, and you can peel off the sticker and put it on there. And there's an invitation I'm sharing this year to take time to enter maybe one line a day. Or if you're a writer, to cover a whole page or two if you want, but to keep a gratitude journal. So I woke up this morning and I was writing in my gratitude journal, giving thanks for this new day and giving thanks to be able to come and worship. And how's it going with your gratitude journals? Is this a practice that you've taken on? I was sharing a couple weeks ago that it can be a discipline, a spiritual discipline, to try something new, a way to help you connect with God, to grow closer to God. And I extended that invitation. And so if you did it the first day or two, that's cool. Maybe you want to get back to it. I find every time I enter in a daily phrase or two, something that I'm giving thanks for, it renews my heart and it renews my spirit. I'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever, says Psalm 118 on your gratitude stickers. This morning, Bob read for us the psalm from Psalm 86, verse 12, and he said, I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. I will glorify your name forever. Give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. We come and we worship and we praise God, and it's easy to come and praise God with our whole hearts, and then we go throughout our weekly days, and how's that going, glorifying and praising God? How's that going, embracing this attitude of gratitude? I've been challenging us to write those things down to see about how does it reframe our minds? How does it help us look at situations differently? To choose gratitude that we might change our perspectives, that we might see things in a different light. And when we're able to embrace that psalm, when we can give thanks to God with our whole hearts, when we can glorify God's name, those shifts take place, and all of a sudden we see stuff differently. And all of a sudden, we want to just not only be gratitude-filled, but I find that this gratitude spirit leads to a spirit of generosity. Do you ever see that link? From being so joy-filled and gratitude-filled that it leads to an overflowing of generosity of your heart. Generosity and joy. Quite oftentimes in the fall, we talk about generosity. We think about our financial generosity as one way we can be generous. And of course, our generosity is given through financial generosity, but there's lots of other ways that we can live as generous, joy-filled disciples. I think about this morning when we invited our lay leaders up, and I'm thinking this morning about living out that covenant to share, support the church through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. And we can be generous in those ways, not just through our financial giving can we be generous and joy-filled and gratitude-filled, but we can be generous through the living out of the call of discipleship. I look around the room and I know there's some that are committed to praying on Thursday mornings at our prayer circle or joining on the prayer chain. And that is one way you are able to generously share that gift with the church is through prayer, through sharing of your prayers, through praying for one another, for praying for this congregation. You generously share that spiritual gift, your presence. Certainly, you're here on Sunday morning or worshiping with us online, and certainly you're here through the hallways throughout the weekday. Just being present with one another is a way you can generously share your time to connect, to check in, to be present with one another, to share that gift of community and belonging is a way you can be generous and share that gift. Prayers and presents and gifts, of course, our financial gifts are one way we can share our gratitude with the world, knowing that each blessing we have been given from God, each financial gift we have is a gift, and we can't help but want to share that with the world. What financial gifts have you received, and how might God call you and lead you to share that by contributing to the ministries here in this congregation? To support sock drives, to help volunteer down at CAS, to be a part of NOAA lunches, to be a part of supporting our youth when they go to summer camps. We can be generous with our financial blessings as well. And of course, our service. When we make those commitments as disciples to be generous, we say our prayers, our presence, and our gifts, but our service. We can be generous with our service. When we think about Saturdays at our home, Saturdays are often filled with a little cartoon watching, a little laundry making, and some errands and some shopping and some kind of reorganizing, getting the house all in order for the week to come. But when you come to our Saturdays, those precious Saturdays, how often are we also using them in service to God? Whether that's going down to serve at CAS with Greg Geis or finding another opportunity to serve. Maybe we could look at our schedules and think about how God is calling us to be generous with our precious Saturdays or our precious Sundays to serve, to make an impact with this world. And witness. Oh, witness. We think about our prayers, our presence, and our gifts, and our service, and those might be easy. And then we come to our witness, and sometimes we have to be a little bit more bold with that generous discipline of ours to share our witness, to share our faith, to invite people to church, to invite folks into the ways in which we're connected to this congregation. To be a witness is to share God's love, to share God's light, to extend invitations, to come and sing in the choir, to extend invitations to worship, to extend invitations to vacation Bible school, to extend invitations to youth group. That witness, to invite people in, to create space. When the psalmist says, I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. When we worship and we give thanks to God with our whole heart, when we live as the psalmist says, we can't help but pause and think how good God is and how truly we have been blessed. I hope this week that you'll think about how you can share that your generosity with the world. Maybe you'll be able to share your generosity through your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. Maybe you'll lean into one way this week that you can be more generous with your time or your talents. Maybe you can think this week of who you want to call and check on and who you've missed seeing here, who you can reach out and say thank you to. I hope that you'll take moments this week to think, how can I be generous? Because when we think about it and we pause for a moment, we know that we can be generous, faithful disciples because God is good. 365 days of the year, we can live in this spirit of gratitude. Won't you pray with me? Oh, good and loving God, you have blessed us with gift upon gift, and we are thankful. You formed us in your image. You've made us in your likeness. And God, we know that you are our generous, loving God. And so we too should live out the generosity and the love that flows from within our hearts. Help us to see every gift that we have as not something to hold, but to share it. So help us not to just cling to those things we have, but help us to share it with the world. Help us to share our prayers, share our presence. Share our gifts, our service, and our witness. May the world forever be changed through your love that we might share with the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Carol Kapuska, and I am a attitude of gratitude flunky. It's true. I have failed miserably on my homework assignment, and there are so many things that I should be grateful for, and a lot of the things that I am grateful for are things that you in this congregation do for me, that you pray for me, that you think of me, that you share your stories with me, and I've been a recipient of one of the wonderful prayer quilts. And I have it on my bed, and so every time I make my bed, which I am also a bed-making flunky, I feel like it's just confession day. But when I make my bed, I think about it. When I get into bed, it weighs down on me. So in this cold time of year, it's very much welcome. And also, Lonnie's mom passed away, and when she did, I asked for her prayer quilt, and so I have her prayer quilt that blankets me also. And so that is one of the things that I'm so grateful for, is all the things that this congregation does, including the prayer quilts. And so I hope that today when we enter into prayer that you also infuse these prayer quilts with your prayers. They are today for Tracy and another precious child of God. So let's today send special prayers to them, because I am a firsthand witness about how wonderful it is, how grateful I am, even though I am a flunky, how grateful I am for all of the prayers that you put into mine. So let's pray. We have received so much grace from you, God, that this morning our prayers start with a focus on thanking you for this grace. All that we have is thanks to you, God. It is by your grace that we can then give what has been given to us, because gratitude and generosity go hand in hand. We may be generous with our money, resources, and time, and thank you for this abundance. We know that you, with just a few measly fish and some crumbs of bread, have fed the masses in what became an almost endless feast. So we hope to take that example and channel this into our own ability to take what does not seem so much and make it into something that is overflowing. God, bring to us the clarity to find out what we have in abundance and share this with others in need. We pray to you, Lord, that our own selfish ambitions may be replaced by selfless actions to fulfill the wants and needs of others. The grace we have received can then be extended to others, perhaps going full circle back to the person that originally started that generous act. Wouldn't it be so glorious, Lord, if we could start a never-ending loop of generosity, love, grace, and prayer that would replace all of the selfishness and egocentric behavior and hate that we see played out today? That we could all look within ourselves or our bank accounts or our skill sets and join that with the next person in creating a piecemeal quilt of Christian love. One stone thrown into a still water creates a ripple that goes on and on. There are so many areas of need and people that struggle with such a variety of challenges that there cannot possibly be a person who can say that there is no place in which they can help. We stop at times and say that our day is cruddy and that there cannot possibly be anything positive that I can do, nothing that I can give. I haven't even got two coins to rub together. But we pray to you, Lord, to turn that around and prompt us into some self-reflection. For while we may not have two coins, we may have something else that is just as valuable. We also send prayers of appreciation and gratitude to those who help us in our journeys. For the very definition of gratitude is not only the feeling of thankfulness, but also the action of thanking the source of that good feeling. And so now we take a moment to share our gratitude and thankfulness in our own prayers. And now let's join our voices in the one prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
You know, we are so grateful to God for the many, many, many people from this congregation who step up and say, "Here I am," again and again when there is work to be done, when there are mouths to be fed, when there are feet to be warmed, when there are hearts to be loved, and when there are leadership roles to be carried out. Each of us can do our part as we share our time and our talents and our gifts and our service, but one of the ways we do that is by the offerings we give back to God in gratitude for God's never-ending love for us. I invite the ushers to come forward and receive our tithes and our offerings.
Lord God, we thank you for the many ways you have blessed us. Through our offerings, we express our gratitude and return those blessings to others. Praise God. Amen.
I think our choir said it best this morning when you sang, there's so much to be thankful for. Praise God, there is so much to be thankful for in life. I hope that you're able to go forward with a grateful heart, a spirit of gratitude, and in turn be able to transform that and be generous in this world, whether it's through your prayers or your presence, your gifts, your service, or your witness, or in some other way. May you share joy and generosity and gratitude with the world this week. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.